So there's this guru out there talking about using boiled water and boiling water for purifying the water and reducing the toxic constituents. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about micro and nanoplastics. Of course, once plastic is degraded and you have a microplastic, then of course you can go and move from the microscale plastic to the nanoscale plastic. Of course, with the nanoplastics, you have even more problems as a xenoestrogen. You have even more problems as a carcinogen. You have even more problems of penetrating cells and long-term accumulation, as you do with any nanoparticle. Now, this goofy guru comes over here and tells you, so we have all of these nanoplastics and microplastics in our water. We have all of these materials that are highly damaging to our hormonal systems and very toxic in general. So the solution is boiling your water. Put water in the kettle and boil it. Now, at first, this sounds great. But then when you look at what is happening, we're removing plastics from the water, but what's happening from that? How is it happening? What you see is that a lot of these micro and nanoplastics that allegedly are being removed from the water, they are simply being vaporized. They're simply being released into the air. So you're in your home, you're boiling your water. Oh, wow, great, no more micro and nanoplastics in my water. Where have they gone? They've gone into your air. So now, instead of drinking these toxic materials, you are breathing in another form of these plastics that's in the air. So my question to this very popular, massive celebrity guru is, where's the benefit in removing something from the water and having people inhale it? Instead, when we look at water filtration, how about looking at the actual research and the actual microscopy that many people over many years have done, showing how effective distillation is at removing through that process of evaporating or vaporizing and condensing. Let's look at how effective that is, and let's look at the residue that's left over. Because for anyone that uses a distiller, you know that when you boil your water, you boil water and then you put it in the distiller to have a faster a distillation result. From like 4 hours, it'll become 2 hours if you boil your water first before putting it in. You will still see all of the residue, and you put that under the microscope, and even your reverse osmosis water that then has been boiled has all of these toxic materials and residues that have been taken out in the distillation process. And some of these you can actually see with your eyes, and some of these you need to put under a microscope, and then you will see the microstructures. Microstructures that you have avoided drinking because you distilled the water. And because of the distillation process, you have vaporization and then you have condensation. So it's not just about vaporizing something and having steam coming out of a kettle, which you'll then inhale or will be released into your air. Within the distiller jug, you have condensation, which means that then these plastics are back in the water, the residual water that is left behind when your distiller is done. So you can actually do your own experiments and boil your water, whether it's tap water or reverse osmosis or some other filtration. You can take that water, boil it, put it in a distiller, and then distill that water and look at that jug when it's done and look at the residue. Look at what's left behind from the so-called cleaned up boiled water that is meant to remove all of these things. So look at what's left behind, not the actual product of the distillation in the water jug. Look inside the actual distillation unit itself and see what's left behind. See the contaminants that were filtered out. And then if you want to go a step further, look at that water under a microscope or a magnifier. What you are looking at is what the distiller has removed that just boiling water could not. So it never ceases to amaze me what seemingly totally tone-deaf and incomplete solutions these gurus will present that are entirely celebrities and incredibly trusted. So let's maybe take a step back, assess what we're actually looking at, and start to question some of these characters based on what they're actually presenting and the scientific validity to what they're presenting. And let's think a step ahead. Okay, so we're boiling the water. Where are those plastics going from there? What's happening? What's happening after that point? Heal your DNA, learn to protect yourself, and may the Most High bless you.